The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, January the 11th, 2013. We're going to talk about eating today. Now, the holidays have passed now.
They've passed.
And
no more holidays.
Well, there'll be holidays coming up.
So, yeah,
right. But the holidays are over. Anyway, and this is a good time of the year to make a lifestyle adjustment, right?
I like the way you said that.
Yeah, make a lifestyle adjustment.
It's for life.
Exactly.
It's not just for January or the first couple of days of January or, you know, because all those New Year's resolutions, people make them and then they break them.
Yeah. Let me introduce you.
Oh, introduce me.
This is Lynn Rossi. She starts talking. I haven't even had a chance to say who you are. Lynn Rossi.
Yes.
And you're teaching a class that is called Eat for Life.
That's right.
I was calling it healthy eating, but it's Eat for Life.
But Eat for Life.
And we talk about, you know, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and then, as you said, two or three days after the New Year's, those resolutions are gone.
They are.
You need to decide that you are going to make a lifestyle change.
A lifestyle change.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's called Eat for Life, not Eat for 2 days. It's called, you know, it's this program that will take you throughout the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So it's a non-diet approach to weight management.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I use the concepts of intuitive eating and mindful eating so that you're actually listening to internal cues about what to eat, why to eat, when to eat, and how to eat, instead of external cues, okay, which are like diets.
Right.
Which, by the way, diets don't work. I'm going to make that perfectly clear. Most diets don't work. Two-thirds of diets that people go on, they gain the weight back that they lost. They might lose weight initially, but they gain it back and they gain more. And that yo-yo dieting where you lose and gain,
that is not good.
In fact, it's harder on your body to do that yo-yo dieting than it is to just have on a little extra weight.
And isn't it true that a lot of people go on diets and they think by going on this diet, you're going to lose this weight, but you don't have to exercise either.
Right,
but
right.
But you've got to exercise.
You do.
You've got to stay active.
That is part of my program. So 1 week, that's all we talk about is exercise. And so I get people from the very beginning, I encourage them to get a pedometer, you know, and I know you've had people on here talking about pedometers and getting their steps in. And that's just really important because the program is about really listening to your body, right? Mm-hmm. Not only about is it hungry or not, you know, but does it want to move? Does it want to stretch? Right? Does it want to breathe deeper?
Yeah. Right.
We've done
a lot of deep
breathing, right?
Now, these are classes that are offered
10-week classes
by the university.
Yeah, it's through the wellness program, Healthy for Life.
Okay,
I'm a health psychologist there.
Right.
And I developed this program there. But it's offered to faculty and staff and to the community.
Okay, so anybody that's listening to us, whether you work for the
university
or not,
that's right.
You are welcome to be a part of this class.
Yeah. Now, there's a cost associated with it, right?
Okay.
So faculty and staff have a little bit, you know, lower cost because it is a benefit through the university than community people do. But everybody is welcome, and it's a great deal, no matter if you're community or faculty and staff.
Now, you got an online class that starts January the 18th.
That's correct.
And then the in-person class
with her beaming
outstanding personality there. I mean, I think most people are going to go for the in-person class.
I know. And it's going to be at the Memorial Union, okay? So it's on campus. And I can give people more information about that.
And that's going to start January 23rd.
23rd, yes, correct.
And how long do these classes last?
So the one that's in person is only for an hour. It's from 12 to 1 on Wednesdays.
Oh, so you're doing it at people's lunch hour.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you.
I know, isn't that nice of me?
Yeah, so when are you going to have time for lunch?
Either before or after.
Okay.
I always eat lunch. I eat breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, I eat all those times, yeah. So, no, it's at noontime from 12 to 1 at the Memorial Union. They can call me for more information or email me. And it goes for 10 weeks. But the orientation is on the 23rd, and then it runs for 10 weeks after that.
Okay.
Okay, so we have an orientation week where you kind of learn about it, kind of get involved in, you know, some of the practices that we'll be doing. And then we start full gear the following week. And I have 10 weeks of themes related to, you know, eating, paying attention to your hunger signals, exercise, listening to kind of what your thoughts are about food. Because we have a lot of, you know, cognitive distortions, beliefs and ideas that we've developed. We've talked about this one, like you have to clean your plate. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a belief that doesn't serve people very well, right? You do not have to clean your plate with you know.
Well, just don't put so much food on it. I mean,
right.
it's sinful to waste food.
Well,
and I think that's where it goes back to.
It does.
Is that you had food on your plate, and if you didn't eat it all, Mom would say, there are people starving in China.
Little children starving.
Clean up your plate.
Right.
Okay.
But it's no more wasteful to put food in your stomach than it is to put it in the trash can.
Okay.
Okay.
So don't put
more
so much food on the plate.
Yeah. But let's say if you're at a restaurant, they put more food. The chef doesn't know how hungry you are.
Right. Well, take it home with you.
Take it home with you, right? So you can just take it home. You don't have to waste it. You can take it home, eat it later, you know.
Okay.
You can also throw it away if you need to.
Well, I'm against throwing anything away like
that. But, you know, Paul, but if it's going to go to waste, do you want to,
I give it to the critters.
Give it to the critters. But don't
the
put it in your belly. Don't put it in your belly.
The raccoons will be more than happy to eat it.
Okay.
But two different classes starting January the 18th. This is online.
Correct.
And January 23rd.
Yes. And it's a great class. I've done research on it, actually, and I'm getting ready to – we've submitted an article to be published about the research that we've done. So we've done a control group trial. So we took one group and had them go through the Eat for Life class. And we took another group and we just – you know, we didn't give them anything. We just said you're going to have to wait 10 weeks to take the class.
And what happened?
What happened was that the people who took the class showed significantly greater ability to be intuitive about their eating, right? Mm-hmm. So they were in touch with those internal signals. They also had better body image, because we do talk about being kind to yourself and being kind to yourself, the way you talk to yourself and the way you treat your body. Mm-hmm. And so the scale that we use for that, people increased on their, you know, appreciation of their body.
Yeah.
They also went from being symptomatic on what's called disordered eating. So they had disordered eating behavior. They went from disordered eating behavior to not being disordered. So like binge eating. So they went from like being binge eaters to not being binge eaters. And they increased on a scale of mindfulness. And that actually showed that mindfulness mediated the results that we found in the other measures, which means that mindfulness really is a key component to you changing the way that you eat, the way that you move, the way that you feel.
Yeah.
All those
things. You know, basically what you're saying is, and I like what you're saying is,
listen
to your body and breathe deep. Oh, breathe.
Breathe. Yeah, I just noticed I wasn't breathing. Yeah, I'd take a deep breath.
Breathe deep. Lynn Rossi, I can just imagine those classes are going to be outstanding. Starting January 23rd in person with Lynn Rossi.
Right, do you want my information so they can get a hold of me?
How can they get a hold of you?
Okay, they can either call me at 884-1432 or they can email me at RossiL. My name's Lynn Rossi. It's R-O-S-S-Y, not with an I.
Okay.
R-O-S-S-Y-L at umsystem.edu.
Okay. Or call 884-1432.
Correct.
All right, Lynn Rossi, right. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Eat for life.
Yeah,
good having you here.
Tomorrow,
Ken Midkiff is here. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.